Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, just to briefly tell you what you can look forward to this afternoon on Family Health Matters, inshallah, we, at least I will commence with a very short interview with Pogiso Thlolo, who is the oncology manager at Netcare Clinton Hospital in Alberton. We'll be talking to her about the Netcare Can Survive Walk, inshallah. So that's going to happen first, and then inshallah it will be followed by an interesting and informative little talk about herbal teas and its benefits. And inshallah, to conclude this program today, I'll share with you some interesting and thought-provoking health news, inshallah. So let's go over to our first interview. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good afternoon, Pogiso. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thanks for inviting me, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Yes, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be able to talk to you today, and I know it's at short notice, but tell us more about the Can Survive, it's called the Can, sorry, I've got it wrong, the Netcare Can Survive Walk that's happening. I think it's going to happen this weekend.
Yes, it's happening on Sunday on the 6th. It will be happening at Lone Hill Park in Sandton, and it's going to start at 8 a.m.
Okay, so this is taking place this Sunday already?
This Sunday already, yes.
Okay, and if people are interested in participating, or, you know, who can actually participate in this walk?
Anybody can participate, whether you are a cancer patient or a cancer caregiver, like a family member or somebody that is looking after somebody with cancer, or whether you are a friend that has got somebody that has had cancer, or if you've got a loved one who maybe has passed on in memory of them, you can come and join us, and any other member of the society that is interested in this.
Okay, and I think everybody out there should be interested, because cancer has become such a common disease, and so many people, I don't think there's anybody that's not in some way or the other affected by this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Almost all of us know somebody or have a family member that has is actually battling with the disease.
Okay, so please tell us a little more about the Can Survive Center, the support team or the support group that you have. You know, when was it established, and what kind of assistance do they actually provide to cancer patients?
Can Survive was established in 2009, and it is linked to people living with cancer. And their main objective, I see it as a support system for people who have cancer or their family members, a place where people who are going through this time in their life can come together and talk about their issues and also have assistance and support from the others.
Okay. Now, with regards, cancer patients for that matter, I know there's a lot of treatment and there's a lot of support, or rather, while a patient is going through treatment, there's a lot of support that's normally given to the patient. But there are other people involved too, the family members, you know, the loved ones, this you know, maybe a friend, whoever it is, that also has, that also needs some kind of support or the other. Tell me, how important is support and for people, you know, especially after the treatment? How important is this?
It is very, very important. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes, you know, when you go through the treatment, you are still under shock. The reality has not yet dawned. And it's only after treatment that you begin to sort of make an introspection and look into your life and start asking yourself questions and things like that. So it becomes important for the patient and including the family to actually have the support that they can have. And Can Survive with Netcare is actually providing that type of a facility.
Okay.
You know?
So this is actually the after support.
It's during and after.
So it happens during, so you have the support for all the members.
The patient
itself and, of course, people around the patient.
Yes, we call them caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What kind of support, do people around the patient normally need?
It's normally psychosocial most of the time. Understanding the disease, because cancer is one of those diseases that we normally don't know much about, and it becomes important that people empower themselves by exposing themselves to an organization like Can Survive, where you've got people who are experts and people who've been through this whole thing. Who can actually tell you this is what it means when you go through this time, this is what you use, and you know, you'll make it, look at me, I've been there, worn the t-shirt, and I've made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think the support, especially for the caregivers, is mainly understanding the disease and having the support psychologically and socially to say it's just a season. You will go through it like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also very important for people that may have lost, family members, close loved ones that may have lost somebody, as a result of cancer. But is there any kind of help for these particular people? You do find people really suffering after they've lost their loved ones.
Yes. The truth of the matter is, we as human beings, we differ as to what form of support we need, because it depends on our spirituality, our support with our families and things like that. But from the health professional point of view, we do have psychologists that have majored, or including social science, social workers, who've majored in grief, so they can be there and support you during a time like that.
Yes, I think it is very important, although sometimes, people may not feel that it is so necessary to go for help, especially after the person has passed on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying this really depends on your spirituality. Because if you've got support in your spiritual realm, then you'll depend on your group of people that you meet with, to try and revitalize yourself spiritually. So it's a holistic approach in terms of actually looking at what to do or where to go for the patient.
Okay, just with regards to the cancer support group, the Can Survive cancer support group or team, who are they actually made up of?
They are made up mainly of people who have been through the disease themselves. And in their midst, like for instance, I mentioned at the beginning that they have they are sort of linked to people living with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You have people there, like the founder of People Living with Cancer. She herself is a social worker and the other one is a doctor. And they have worked in cancer departments and they themselves suffered cancer. So they know from the health professional point of view and also what it means for them as individuals. So you do have people that actually have the knowledge of how to counsel people. And also, it's always nice to know when you are a person going through something to talk to somebody that has gone through that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you feel like you are alone, you feel like, why me, and those type of questions. And then when you talk to somebody that has been through that journey, then you actually begin to have a different point of view altogether.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the team also are assisted by students from universities, from the University of Johannesburg.
Yes, especially at Charlotte Maxeke, mm-hmm. because all the proceeds for Sunday will go to Charlotte Maxeke and this group at Charlotte Maxeke. There are some students at the University of Johannesburg who volunteer to go to Charlotte Maxeke once a week to actually hold the patient's hand, give them refreshments, and be there for them. And you know, it's amazing what these gestures mean to a patient that is going through cancer.
Yes, I can imagine, you know,
yeah.
You know, just to be able to sometimes talk to somebody.
Exactly.
Maybe you cannot speak to the person that is very close to you, but here comes, you know, somebody that you don't know from anybody, and you can actually sit down and, you know, let your heart out.
Absolutely. And know that you can be vulnerable and not be afraid to be judged.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And
yes.
It's a great initiative, you know, from the students to actually go out and do things like this. It's wonderful. Okay, now with regards the walk, you know, what is the purpose of this work? And also, do you actually need to be, fit? Or fitness freak for that matter, to be able to participate in this walk?
No, you don't have to. You actually, even our patients can also walk. You can walk at the whole 5 kilometers if you feel you can. You can group yourselves into teams of four and do it in like a relay form and walk like 1.25 kilometers each. So, you know, it depends on what you are able to do. And basically is to, you know, to say we can survive this. Mm-hmm. And the walk is symbolic of that at that time. You know, it's not about winning or anything. Just being able to walk symbolizes that I'm standing and I'm walking and I'm going to walk until I finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, so this is a wonderful, so you don't really have to be fit, you just need to be there and participate in this too.
Anybody can do it. I think even my mom, who's 83, will probably do it.
Wonderful. And what about children?
Children also, children under 12 and pensioners pay 20 rand each to enter. Individuals is 40 rands. A team is 160 for a team of four.
Okay, so that will be the relay team will be 160 rand for the entire team.
For the entire team.
Okay, and yes. How far does each person have to walk?
If they are like a relay,
mm-hmm.
I think the team must decide how they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the plans, they can do it like 1.25 kilometers per person.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's equally shared. But if you've got a team of a granny in the midst, maybe the other three will walk longer and make the granny do the last half a kilometer, something like that.
So you can actually decide according to...
I think that is what it must be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It must be what you can do and how you showing your support, and also how you showing how you fighting this for yourself. Because remember, it's both the patient and those that are actually not sick from cancer.
Okay, and then they've also got the full 5 kilometer walk. Or
yes.
Is that just a walk? It's not race at all.
It's a walk.
Okay, and
yes.
And that would be?
That will be 4 children.
Per person, and that's only one person walking the whole five.
One person walking the whole five. And the truth of the matter is you can register to walk the whole five,
mm-hmm.
but if you find after walking two you can't walk anymore, you will not be penalized because you've done your walk.
Mm.
Yes.
So the idea is to just get people walking?
Walking as many as possible and registering to walk, because, you know, we would like to have the proceeds so that we can help the people at Charlotte Maxeke.
And it's also just all about exercise, isn't that so? The importance of it.
It symbolizes that.
Mm-hmm.
It symbolizes life, and it symbolizes health and looking, taking care of yourself type of a thing. And walking is one of those easy things that we can all do.
Okay, so I hope our listeners out there, if they are listening to the program, would like to, you know, go out there and support, you know, the cancer patients.
This initiative, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, you know, just if anybody is interested in entering, you know, how do they go about doing it?
They can phone Paula at 083-307-0918, or they can email her at paula@coalliance.co.za.
Okay, so if Paula, how do you spell Paula?
P-A-U-L-A.
Yes, dot.
At.
Oh, at.
Yeah, at coalliance.co.za.
Okay. Thank you so much for all that information, and we do wish you all the best on Sunday. That is on the 6th. What time is it starting?
It's starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock. So just again, for the listeners that may not have heard it in the first place, in the beginning of the interview, just tell them where exactly it will be.
It is going to be at Lone Hill Park in Sandton.
Lone Hill Park in Sandton.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure they'd know where. And if, yes, of course, if you want to know more, you can call Paula on this number, 083-307-0918.
Yes.
Well, thank you very, very much, Pogiso, for all that information, and we do wish you a very enjoyable Sunday.
We hope your listeners will come and support this initiative. It's for a good cause.
I'm sure they will, especially those that love walking.
Yes.
I'm sure many of them would be out there to support this cause.
And the weather hopefully agrees with us. Because
yes, I'm sure we certainly be having wonderful weather. So I'm sure we'll, you know, it's a good cause, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Pogi. So it was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. So to our listeners out there, it's called the NetCare Can Survive Walk. It's happening on the 6th of September. That's on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's at Lone Hill Park. The walk starts from there. So if anybody is interested and would like to enter, then please call Paula on this number, 083-307-0918. It's a very good cause. And if you want to email her, you can email her at Paula, P-A-U-L-A, at coalliance, that's coalliance.co.za for more information. Well, we're going to take a break. When we return, inshallah, we will be talking about herbal teas and its benefits. And also to conclude the program, inshallah, a little later, some health news. I think that would be great. It's all about foods and how to prevent cataract and how to stuff yourself with tomatoes and how, you know, the benefits of tomatoes, berries and turmeric. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
Al Tawheed Islamic Center appeals to you to donate generously towards our various community projects, namely building of masajid, madaris, schools and dawah programs for the underprivileged. We also offer computer, sewing and woodworking classes. We accept zakat, lila, sadaqa and all other donations. Visit us at shop number L31 next to the South Sea Trade Route Mall or 31 Protea Avenue, Lanesia. Call 011-854-9510. May the Almighty reward you for your continuous support.
Sedgar's, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies-branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look in our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgar's, your original family store, where personal service is guaranteed.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar-proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenhof. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
Be informed and be aware about the state of your family's health. Join Sister Zenith every Wednesday afternoon from 2 p.m. until 3.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, there's an old saying, or rather an ancient Chinese proverb, rather, that says it's better to be deprived of food for 3 days than tea for one. I'm sure there's many people out there that really love their tea, and there's many that just cannot do without tea. You know, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is to have that cup of tea. I wonder how many of us are like that. I don't know if everybody's like that, but anyway, there are people that love their tea, and that nothing delights more than a nice cup of tea, and it provides a brief pause in time to calm or to stimulate, a moment to stop, to relax, and to think of the next step, a pause during which we can be and not do. Well, this pleasant pause has its own ritual. Choosing just the right tea to quench and satisfy the thirst, boiling the water, choosing the right pot and cup, and enjoying the aroma even before we savor the tea, or our tea for that matter. Ordinary tea has a stimulatory and an antioxidant effect, and it's usually drunk with milk and sometimes sugar. However, ordinary tea contains caffeine, and caffeine can cause insomnia and worsen depression. And really, sometimes you do find people, you know, that just continuously drink tea the whole day long. A little abnormal, I would say. You know, you can't just be drinking tea all the time. You know, every time you see them, it's like smoking a cigarette. Well, that could be a sign of a bit of depression, perhaps. Well, anyway, if people didn't know that ordinary tea actually does contain caffeine, and this caffeine can actually cause insomnia, and also if you are suffering from depression, it's not going to help. It's going to make it worse. If you have depressive tendencies, you should actually avoid caffeine, especially when mixed with white sugar. It operates on the brain and may make you feel worse than you did before. Although you sometimes, you know, sometimes we feel we're just going to have a cup of tea, a lovely, refreshing cup of tea. But it actually has the opposite effect. It can make you feel more depressed, so be careful. Black coffee contains 150 milligrams of caffeine, and instant coffee 70 milligrams per 250 mils. That is about a cup of, if you're drinking a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, then that is, you know, what it actually, that's about how much of caffeine it has in it. That is, the black coffee is 150 milligrams of it, and instant coffee is 70 milligrams. Regular tea contains less, at about 45 milligrams per cup of tea, but frequent cups can actually add up. If you have one cup after the other, then can you imagine how much of caffeine you are actually, you know, consuming? Herbal tea, however, is surging in popularity thanks to positive publicity surrounding herbal tea benefits and the vast array of delectable flavors available to consumers. Yet, when you drink a cup of herbal tea, you are actually consuming an herbal infusion, also known as a tisane. Herbal infusions look like tea and are brewed in boiling water like tea, but are made from a mixture of dried leaves, seeds, grasses, nuts, bark, fruits, flowers, or other botanicals that give them the taste and also contribute to an array of folk and research-based herbal tea benefits. Well, it goes without saying that one should not pick herbs exposed to roadside pollution or pesticides. So we need to be very careful with regards to that. Now, once the water has boiled, this is how you actually prepare your herbal tea. Once the water has boiled, you add 1 heaped teaspoon of herbs for every cup of water. Right? Just 1 heaped teaspoon of herbs for every cup of water after your water is boiled. Cover and let the herbs steep for 10 minutes. Don't continue boiling. You just cover your cup or, you know, the pot, and you allow it to steep for about 10 minutes. But also, you do not oversteep the herbs. Don't leave it too long, because the flavor may become too strong and the taste will start taste, it'll start tasting like medicine rather than a pleasant taste. If you want to enhance the flavor of your tea, then add honey or lemon. These are good choices. So just to go through that, boil your water, add a heap teaspoon of your herbal tea and steep it for 10 minutes. Not longer. Cover it and steep it for 10 minutes and don't leave it for longer, because it will either become too strong and it will start tasting like medicine rather than, you know, it being a pleasant taste. And if you want to enhance this flavor of your tea, then you just add a bit of honey or lemon. Now, when consumed on a daily basis, herbal teas help to induce a calmer and a more relaxed state of mind. Also, it supports health by adding minerals and vitamins, and if you, you know, with stomach and digestive problems, if you perhaps have stomach or digestive problems, then it provides cleansing properties for the body and it promotes energy and wellness. So there are benefits to herbal teas, medicinal benefits to herbal teas. I'm going to share with you some of the herbs and botanicals found in tisanes. Now, remember I told you earlier, tisanes, what actually tisanes was. Now, I'm just looking for that exactly to tell you. I'll tell you that in a minute again. But if we're looking at some herbal teas, then allspice is one of them. It is said to help soothe common cold and relieve upset stomachs. Allspice is said to help soothe the common cold and relieve upset stomachs. So if you have a problem with your stomach, then perhaps you can try this tea, or it also soothes common colds. Then you get another one called borage. This is related to comfrey, but without the surrounding controversy. It lifts mild depression, and as a student before exams, you know, if you drink liters of it, you know, borage, as he said, that borage, if you drink this tea, will actually give you courage. I don't know how true that is. I've never tried it, but it's worth a try. Then you have the chamomile. It is known for its sedative attributes, and research points to a host of anti-inflammatory and antispasmodic properties. It can also be used safely for little children and tense individuals. So it does have a calming or a sedative effect. The writer of this article says that they drink it at night before bed. In case of digestive complaints, it has the effect of separating the brain from the stomach so that the digestion proceeds normally despite the worry. Okay, then the cinnamon. And we know cinnamon has wonderful properties and has many, many benefits as well. But cinnamon tea has a calming effect and is thought to support healthy circulation and digestion, and to also balance blood sugar levels. Yes, so people, cinnamon tea is also a lovely tea to have, especially if you're a bit worried. It has a calming effect, inshallah, and it also helps with circulation and digestion and to balance blood sugar levels. Then you get another tea called dandelion. It aids digestion and the liver. This, the leaf is a diuretic, rich in potassium, as can be seen in its French name, which is Picenlit. Then you have Feverfew. Is a useful tea for bilious headaches and the onset of colds. The other one is ginger. Ginger tea makes, now I think many of us are aware of this, and many people do have ginger tea. It makes a wonderful herbal tea when the fresh rhizome is sliced into boiling water. It reduces nausea and cramping tummy aches, including menstrual cramps, together with dill, fennel or anise, or rather anise. It forms a component of gripe water. Drink it in a hot, hot, together with elderflowers, yarrow and mint at the start of a cold. I'll just repeat those few things. Just a normal tea, ginger tea is very good. It reduces nausea, cramping, tummy aches, and also menstrual cramps. And then if you still add dill, fennel, or anise, I think it's called, it forms a component of gripe water, what we normally give to our little babies when they're suffering from colic. And if you drink it hot together with elderflowers, yarrow, and mint at the start of a cold. Then you have the one called ginseng. It stimulates vitality via the adrenal glands, and it helps the body stay healthy. Green tea, a very common one too, has many health benefits. University of Purdue researchers concluded that the compound called catechin polyphenols, particularly epigallocatechin gallate. Now, I'm just going to call it EGCG because that's a short word, that's how it's called short, is a powerful antioxidant. Besides inhibiting the growth of cancer cells, it kills cancer cells without harming healthy tissue. There is also research indicating that drinking green tea lowers total cholesterol levels, as well as improving the ratio of good HDL cholesterol to bad LDL cholesterol. Okay, why don't other Chinese teas have similar health-giving properties? Well, green and black teas all come from the leaves of the Camellia sinensis plant. What sets green tea apart is the way it is processed. Green tea leaves are steamed, which prevents the EGCG compound from being oxidized. By contrast, black and oolong tea leaves are made from fermented leaves, which result in the EGCG being converted into other compounds that are not nearly as effective in preventing disease. Green tea should not be drunk at night, as it contains caffeine, although only 20 milligrams per 250 ml. So yes, many people love their green tea, and I know many people actually have that before they go to bed, but actually that is not a good idea. It does contain some amount of caffeine, so be careful about that. Then they have the hawthorn. That's also another tea, has been used to strengthen the heart and also increase blood flow to the extremities, warming up cold feet and hands. Then we have the lemon balm, which is also, something that we know about. It's also known as Melissa. It was said by Culpeper in the 17th century to renew youth. Also strengthen the brain and prevent baldness. It has a pleasant taste, and of course, bees love it too. So yeah, if you are losing your hair, then this is a good tea to have, lemon balm. If you would like to remain young, or if you want to strengthen your brain, then this is what you should go for, lemon balm. Then you get lemongrass, also very common, is used frequently in teas for its calming properties, and it smells and tastes wonderful and induces restful sleep. This is also something that many people have. Then parsley has a diuretic effect and is purported to help reduce uric acid levels. People suffering from gout should actually try and have this, because normally people with gout suffer from high uric acid levels. So parsley has you can actually have this parsley tea. Alhamdulillah. Then peppermint tea is thought to have greater stress relieving attributes than the chamomile tea, and also to help with stomach and digestive issues. It also helps to freshen the breath. All the mints are carminative. Example, they reduce gas and the rumbling of the gut. And then you have the pennyroyal of the mint family should not be drunk in excess, as it can bring on menstruation. So be careful, the pennyroyal of the mint family. Be careful, listeners, don't have too much of that, because that can bring on menstruation. Then the famous rooibos tea has no caffeine and is low in tannin, so it can be enjoyed all day long without any unpleasant side effects. This also makes it a great tea for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Its myriad positive effects include easing irritability, headaches, nervous or tension and insomnia. It also acts as an antispasmodic agent to relieve stomach cramps and colic in infants. And it can be used to treat hay fever, asthma and eczema, and it also boosts the immune system. There are so many minerals in the tea that it can almost be considered a nutritional supplement. So rooibos is something that every home should try and have. Then you get the rose hips. These are often combined with hibiscus. That's the hibiscus leaves, making a red color tea which is high in vitamin C. Then the rosemary herb tea is mood elevating and energizing, sending blood to the brain, aiding memory and healing liverish headaches. It should be used sparingly if one suffers from very high blood pressure. So be careful there. Then sage tea is strong and not very pleasant tasting, but can be very effective in reducing the heavy perspiration of night sweats. And it contains estrogenic steroidal compounds. Then you get the sarsaparilla is said to promote energy and healthy skin. And the slippery alum has properties that help relieve stomach cramps and, of course, other gastro problems. And finally, there actually is a lot of herbal tea choices available from tea houses and retailers. And in addition to herbal tea benefits, you will find that tisanes are a taste treat and pleasure to drink. If you are interested in beginning a regular tea regimen for medicinal purposes, you must make sure to familiarize yourself with the composition of your herbal tea mixture. Now, of course, a caution here, while most herbal remedies are safe, always check with your health practitioner to ensure that the herbs you are consuming complement your prescription medication and are appropriate for your medical situation. So please be careful. If you're not sure, rather consult your doctor and they'll be able to help you, especially if you're on medication. Make sure that you check that it's okay if you take these herbal teas with your medication. Enhance your health and add to your pleasure with a pause that refreshes, a mug of herbal tea. Well, listeners, that's some of the benefits of all these wonderful herbal teas. There are so many that we are taking, but it's wonderful to know that there are so many different ones and there are so many benefits to having these herbal teas. And it's much better than having our normal teas. Well, that's it. When we come back, inshallah, I'm going to just share with you some interesting and thought-provoking health news. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
With Crescent of Hope. Once again, Crescent of Hope brings you Kurbani at affordable prices locally and internationally. And trust us with your Nifl or Wajib Kurbani performed by Ulama and Crescent of Hope members. Excess funds will be utilized for Deen activities. Funds will not benefit any individual. Contact Crescent of Hope on 011-852-7370 137 Rose Avenue, Lanesha. Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice, 33 Concord Place, Lanesha, 011-854-3256, behind Jamia Masjid.
When you're after a trusted brand like Toyota, you want the same kind of expertise and reliability you'd expect from one of their top dealerships. Before buying your next Toyota, come in and speak to the professionals at Freeway Toyota. Whether it's a Corolla, Yaris, Auris, or Hilux you're looking for, don't sign up until you've spoken to one of our highly qualified team of sales professionals. We will not only match, but beat any written quote. Give us a call or come in for a test drive. 011-661-0000.
Where will the smart shoppers shop? At Honeybee, of course. Where else? Browse through our newly extended shop where you'll find that baking is a pleasure. At Honeybee, you'll find everything under one roof. From breathtaking floral arrangements, decadent chocolates, nutty parcels, appliances, biscuit boxes, and wedding and bridal gifts to please.
Win a Kenwood K-Mix baking machine and loads of other prizes. 10% of all baking goodies. Specials valid from the 4th and 5th and Sunday the 6th of September. Try our new molding chocolate exclusive to Honeybee.
Honeybee, our prices don't sting.
Be informed and be aware about the state of your family's health. Join Sister Zenit every Wednesday afternoon from 2 p.m. until 3.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Family Health Matters. And in this few minutes, before we end our program, I'm going to be sharing with you some interesting and thought-provoking health news. The first one that I have for you is many of the foods you eat have healing properties. Well, they say beetroot is a liver-nourishing food, high in vitamins and contains glutathione. It is good for liver detox and magnesium for relaxing and nervous disorders. Did you know that ginger is anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea, and it stimulates blood circulation? We spoke about the ginger tea, yes. Then we have grapes are great for their resveratrol content, a potent antioxidant, and can be cleansing to the blood. But just a little caution here, because of high amount of pesticide sprays, grapes may not be helpful unless organically grown. Please remember that. Then coconut is antifungal and can help lower cholesterol. Did you know that tomatoes are high in lycopene, which is an important nutrient in prostate health? And again, a caution there, some people may be aggravated by tomatoes, especially in acidic conditions like arthritis. And I'm going to share something about tomatoes in a little while to another news item. Garlic helps lower blood pressure, is antiseptic, and can be used for coughs and colds. Cinnamon, as we mentioned earlier, is a great help with blood sugar control and is easily added to your oats in the morning. So not only cinnamon tea that's calming, but it also is good for blood sugar control. Then lemons are high in vitamin C, and if you have half a lemon in warm water on an empty stomach in the mornings, this can help detoxify your liver. Right, so that's some of the first item that we have. We go on to the next one, and that's with regards cataracts. These days, most people know it's important to protect their skin when they're outside, but it's easy to forget that our eyes are also assaulted by ultraviolet rays, which generate damaging free radicals. Sunglasses may help, but a lifetime of inconsistent use may still add up to cataracts. There is a wide agreement that diets rich in beta-carotene and vitamin C may significantly reduce one's risk of cataract formation, but can sadly not undo the damage. It can, however, prevent cataracts from developing in the first place. Supplement with hyaluronic acid, lutein, zeaxanthin, zinc, and bilberry for optimum high care. Then, like I said, I'm going to tell you something about stuffing yourself with tomatoes. This news item says the vegetable with the most prostate protective buzz, of course, is the tomato. It contains lycopene, one of the vitamin A family of carotenoid antioxidants, and research shows that cancer-free men are far more likely to have high levels of lycopene in their blood than those with aggressive life-threatening diseases. Your best lycopene bet is cooked tomatoes. Cooking the tomatoes makes lycopene more available to the body. Supplements can be a good alternative for men who don't like tomatoes or who can't eat enough to knock down their risk. But tomatoes contain many more carotenoids than just lycopene. Another important news item, it's with regards spray-on sunscreens. It says, say no to spray-on sunscreens. They say the spray-on sunscreens offer a whole new set of challenges that come with their convenience. It's very convenient to use those, but the aerosol provides easy access for the chemicals to enter your lungs as well as your bloodstream. So their use becomes a double whammy and intensifies the toxic effect of using sunscreen. So yes, the next time you use your spray-on sunscreen, please think about this. Then we have something about berries. It says, study shows that the anti-cancer effects of berries are partially mediated through their abilities to counteract, reduce, and also repair damage resulting from oxidative stress and inflammation. Berries may also have many other positive effects, such as boosting detoxifying enzymes. And finally, to end our program today, here's another little news snippet, and it says why children need to supplement. An adequate supply of vitamins and micronutrients is essential for optimum health. Most children don't eat a variety of healthy foods, such as fruits, vegetables, and oily fish daily. So a multivitamin or supplement may be the answer. Zinc, for example, is a mineral that is integral to normal growth and development. A shortage of zinc weakens immunity so that youngsters may develop more infections than usual. Minor cuts may take longer to heal too. Vegetarians, however, may be particularly prone to zinc deficiency. Much of the zinc in fruits, vegetables, and bread is not always fully absorbed. Lean red meat is an ideal source of zinc, as are chicken and fish. A multivitamin with zinc provides the daily requirements for this mineral. And with that, we come to the end of our program today. Inshallah, I will be back next week, Wednesday, with more health, family health matters. And tomorrow, I will be back, inshallah, with Sister Mara's program. That she's not in, she's gone for Hajj, so I'll be standing in for her program, inshallah. So stay tuned. Until tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.